Many of the horses that are Derby hopefuls are getting ready to embark upon that road to Churchill Downs, and Chance It doing just that later today in the Mucho Macho Man for our good friend, this trainer, Safi Joseph Jr., who is with me now here on the Horse Racing Radio Network. Safi, good morning.
Good morning, Mike. How you doing?
Good. How about that call? Chance It. Big win last time out.
Yeah, that was his first time going two turns, and obviously handled the right way, the way you would want to see him do it, and hopefully he can have a repeat performance of that today.
Yeah, what makes him so impressive to you, Safi?
Just the way he carries himself. You watch him breeze and work, and he just awes you. He has a different way of going that I don't know how to describe, but it's almost like he floats. And doesn't seem to get tired. Very rarely do we ever get him to blow. Even he's worked some quick times, and you never really get him to blow, which is a good thing. It means that normally he's got a lot more there still.
What have the past couple of months been like for him? He hasn't been out since that win on September 28th, so what have they been like for him?
Yeah, initially we decided that we were going to skip the Breeders' Cup and back off of him. Then we had thought about going to the Jockey Club, and he got a virus, so he missed it all the time, so we changed and we rerouted to the race at Remington, the Springboard Mile, but they had the quarantine, and we were on go to that race, and with the quarantine, we weren't allowed to go because we wouldn't be able to come by the Gulfstream. So then the next plan was the Mucho Macho Man, which we're at now. And he's trained for at least since. Seems to be in good form, looks well, and obviously coming off a layoff and facing it, there are some quality horses in there also. So that's, you never know how tight you have them, but we think we have them as good as we could get them.
Yeah, every year when we start seeing the newly turned three-year-olds make their first start of the new season, we hear the adage that, you know, those couple of months from, say, September or October to January can be huge in terms of the physical and the mental development for these young horses. So compare what you see from Chance It today on January 4th compared to what you saw back at the end of September.
Definitely much more relaxed in his work. Before, he wanted a go-go. Now we've been giving him targets, and he'll sit back and he'll wait for the cue, and he'll go when it's time to go. And that's the attribute that he'll need to have as the races get tougher. You need to relax and listen to the rider when the rider asks him to relax and go, hopefully when the rider wants him to go. So I think that's the biggest development mentally he's shown. And before, early in his career, he was playful. He'll go on his hind legs a lot, but he's always business on the track. And I think he's matured more mentally. That's the biggest aspect in that sense, just learning to do things the right way. And he's always been impressive. He has naturally talent, raw talent. There's a lot of talent there, and he's learned to control it now.
Yeah, and he's always been forwardly placed in all of his career starts. I don't think he's been worse than third, and that was in his debut when he was kind of shuffled back a little bit that day. He likes to be up close to the pace. Is that what you expect from him again today?
Yeah, I think you just have a naturally high cruising speed that he doesn't need to be on the lead, but he's just naturally fast that he puts himself into a good spot. And that's what we hope for today. Hopefully he gets away from there cleanly and Tyler can see how the race is going and put him where he needs to be.
Post time for the Mucho Macho Man at Gulfstream, 4:30 Eastern. It will no doubt go a little bit later than that, probably a little closer to 5 o'clock by the time they run it. But, yeah, a big, big moment for Chance It, and we'll see if he can maybe put himself on that Derby trail. Do you look at him right now, Safi, as a horse that is a legit Derby contender, or do you still have things that you need to see from him?
Yo, I mean, ability, I think he's one of the best three-year-olds out there. But it's easier said than done, and he's going to have to prove it each time, you know what I mean? So for me, I always wanted to prove it before you could speculate. But definitely, we're Derby dreaming at the moment. He has the talent, and I think distance, he seems like there's no balance in him. So I definitely think we're definitely Derby dreaming, but one step at a time, and today will give us a good indication of where we're at.
Yeah, you got a sense of what it's like to play on the big stage last year when you won the Pennsylvania Derby with Math Wizard and then went on to the Breeders' Cup Classic. He ran, I thought, a very, very good fifth. Matter of fact, I think he was the top three-year-old in the race. I think he finished ahead of all of the other three-year-olds that were in the Breeders' Cup Classic. You had to be very proud of his effort that day. Talk to me about Math Wizard a little bit and what we're looking at for him coming up in 2020.
Yes, for sure. We're definitely proud of how he ran on Breeders' Cup Day. It was a good performance. He did beat all the three-year-olds, and he had a long campaign. To see him there, go there and still show up and run a decent race, we were very happy with that. The plan right now is to aim for the Saudi Cup. That's our main goal. Whether we prep or not, that's still undecided. We're going to play it week to week. But the Saudi Cup is the main goal, and then probably Dubai after that once he runs well.
All right, come on, man. Be honest with me now. Did you ever imagine growing up in Barbados that Safi Joseph Jr. would be training horses in the Breeders' Cup Classic and going to Saudi Arabia for a Saudi Cup with a talented horse like Math Wizard? Did that ever cross your mind that was going to be something that was going to happen to you?
Well, I've dreamed. You always dream, and I've probably won every race in America in my dreams, like dreaming about it. But the Saudi, no, obviously, because Saudi is a new race, but this is where I've dreamed to get, and we're getting the opportunities. The owners are giving us really good horses, and without the owners supporting you and getting good horses, you can't do it, you know what I mean? So we're forever thankful for all the owners putting these super horses in our hands, and we're just going to continue working hard and hope things just keep building and building.
You were kind enough to spend a little time with our HRN colleague, Bobby Newman, before you went out to Santa Anita for the Breeders' Cup, and we produced a really nice feature piece on you that aired as part of our coverage. Safi, when you like look back on that experience in the Breeders' Cup and that whole week and what that was like for you and your family was with you, what was that like for you? Was it everything you thought it would be?
Yeah, I'm more so. It makes you just want to work harder to get by there every year. I mean, it was a beautiful experience. Obviously, my family was over there, so you get to enjoy these moments with your family. It's priceless in that aspect. And, definitely want to be there every year, basically. That's the goal, to continue to work hard and build on your stable and just hope that the owners continue to support us and hopefully we can have horses in more than one race at the Breeders' Cup. That's definitely where we want to be every year.
How do you do that? How do you build a stable and get to this level and get to the level where you can be consistent at this level year in and year out? What's the key?
You have to have a good team. It obviously starts with the owner supporting you and good staff. And then the main thing is just to make your owners happy. At the end of the day, the owners have to be happy. They're spending a lot of money, and you got to communicate, talk to them, make sure that they're on the same page. Each owner is different. Each owner has different goals. And just try to get together with each owner and see what their goals are and work together. It's all about a team. Like, it's not only, obviously, the horses run my name as a trainer to get the credit, but it's a whole process as far as owners and just the team in general. It's all teamwork. And when you have a good team, which I think we've developed a really strong team, success is going to come.
How involved are you in selecting the horses and maybe consulting with the owners before a horse comes into your barn?
Well, as far as the claims, I'm very selective. I have a big say in that. But at least as far as like Chancet, he was sent to us by Mary Leitner. It's her first syndicate that she did. And I was just thinking about today, like, for him to end up in our hands is basically just God sent, because she could have gone anywhere. And here he is. She called me and she said she had a horse for me. And she sent him in. And the first day I got a rider on him, he went up on the air so high. I've never seen a horse go that high. And he would not come down off his hind legs. And I was like, whoa, what did she send to me? And then he galloped that morning, and I was like, whoa, he's a nice horse. And every week he worked. I mean, he'd get better and better. I was like, it's not to say he was a slow developer. From the time he came in, he was just on the racetrack, all business. There was always talent. And the first time he got beat, it hurt me, because normally we don't have them. Like, I always believe in getting a run into them first time out instead of having them cranked up. But I thought that he couldn't get beat first time out. When he got beat, I was kind of shocked that he got beat first time out. And then the second time he came back and he won, like how we thought he was in first time out. And after that, it's just been an amazing ride to be with him. I think since I've been in America, I've never had a horse close to his ability. And that's what you dream of, getting a horse like him. And I just hope that he continues to stay healthy and sound, and we get to show everyone how good he is.
Yeah, we're still 119 days away from the Kentucky Derby. Have you already mapped out a schedule for him leading up to the first Saturday in May, or do you just take it one race at a time?
One race at a time, but obviously we have ideas in our head that there's a Holy Bull back here, and then there's a Fountain of Youth. But just want to get through one step at a time. You never want to think too far ahead with these horses. Things change so much. So today, if all was to go well today and we would get through, I would say our next step would be the Holy Bull Art of Fontenay Youth, depending on which one we choose to go.
Visiting with trainer Safi Joseph Jr. here on the Horse Racing Radio Network, Math Wizard, who ran in the Breeders' Cup Classic, being pointed for the Saudi Cup. Safi will make his way over there. And, of course, he has Chance It going to the post this afternoon in the Mucho Macho Man at Gulfstream. Safi, when you sat down with myself and Jude in your barn maybe 4 or 5 years ago now for our Trainer Talk program, we visited for a full hour. And one of the people that you told me that you would like to meet was Hall of Fame trainer Bob Baffert. Now, Bob's trained a couple of Triple Crown winners since, and you, of course, are the trainer of a Triple Crown winner in Barbados. So I'm curious, when you went to the Breeders' Cup, walked into the paddock for the Classic or out there in the mornings, did you get a chance to talk to Bob at all?
No, I didn't get a chance to meet him. I haven't got a chance to meet him yet. Hopefully soon one day.
Yeah, if you meet him, are you going to lead with a, you know, hey, I'm a Triple Crown winning trainer too?
No, most definitely not. I mean, obviously, his resume speaks for itself, and hopefully we can, in years to come close to having a resume like him.
Well, you're off to a good start, my friend, and I know you work your tail off, and your dad is there alongside, and he works his tail off too, and it's a great partnership. Saf, we'll look forward to seeing you in a couple of weeks when I get down there for the Pegasus World Cup, and all the best with Chance It today, and all the best with Math Wizard when you get ready for the Saudi Cup.
Thank you very much, Mike. Take care.